الإذاعة الإلكترونية لجامعة العلوم والتكنولوجيا تقدم مصطلحات ومراسلات باللغة الإنجليزية. الإعداد والتقديم الدكتور محمد شجاع الدين. الهندسة الصوتية المهندس محمد العلي. الإشراف الدكتور سميرة الشميري والدكتور محمد السيد. الإخراج رياض المحيا.
Dear students, welcome back to our learning symposium Sonair for the subject commercial correspondence. In today's lesson, we're going to learn about email business letters, addressing envelopes, and forms of business letters. Dear students, upon finishing this lesson, you're expected to be clear with the following: addressing envelope, writing email business letters, understanding features and parts of business letters, defining forms of business letters. Our first part of the lesson is about addressing envelopes. Using envelope to send letter is an old way and rarely used now. However, some companies may still like to use envelopes nowadays, because envelopes depend on clear and correct address to reach their destinations, there must be certain requirements. The three important requirements of envelope addressing are accuracy, legibility, and good appearance. Here are the main rules followed. 1. The return address is printed on the upper left corner of the envelope on its flap, using the same design as that of the printed letterhead. 2. The receiver's address, which is the same as the inside address. 2. The receiver's address, which is the same as the inside address, is typed double space if it's less than 4 lines and placed in the lower half of the envelope. It should be balanced between the two ends so as the distance from the left edge of the envelope is the same as the end of it from the right edge. The receiver's address should include the following: A. The title and the name of the addressee on the first line. B. The number and or the name of the building. C. The name of the street on the second line. D. The name of the town or the city, typed sometimes in spaces capitals. E. The name of the country following the next line of the letter sent abroad. 3. If a mailing notation is necessary, place it below the sender's address, such as registered, urgent, confidential, private, etc. You notice that these kind of notes can be put according to the situations. Another type of envelopes is known as the window envelope. The window envelope is used for many types of letter. When the letter sheet is probably folded, it's possible to read the inside address through the transparent window. These envelopes save the trouble of addressing each letter separately and make it impossible to put a letter in the wrong envelope. They are much used for monthly statements, invoices, and routine letters. Now, dear students, we move to discuss the second part of the lesson, email letters. The electronic mail abbreviated email is a modern communication technology and has become the most prominent method in business correspondence. Now the question is, why do companies use this method of correspondence more than written letters and envelopes? To answer this question, we should first know how email letters are different. In fact, email letters have unique features that other written letters posted through the envelopes do not have. There are several features when using email business letters as follows. 1. The speed with which the letter is received by the addressee, since email facilitates transmission of letters through the use of WebNet and the computer internet links, thus eliminating postal delays. This feature is of prominent importance as it greatly minimizes the time of sending and or receiving the required information. 2. The storage of letters in the computer's memory for retrieval. Thus, the letter could be retrieved by the receiver at his convenience, so the sender can be sure of not disturbing the receiver. 3. A means of archiving the capability of saving the letter for future use even after their delivery, and the possibility of getting back to any letter in a very easy way. 4. Reducing both time and effort of writing business letters. Now, dear students, we come to discuss the parts of email business letters. Email letters consist of the following parts. 1. Basic information. Basic information, which includes the following items. A. From. This item normally encompasses the name and address of the sender, but instead of writing the full heading, the email address of the sender is replaced in this item, normally in one line. B. To. This item is devoted to the name and address of the addressee, similar to the inside address in the ordinary letter. Again, the full name and address is replaced by email address of the addressee. C. Date. This item discloses the date on which the letter is sent. D. Subject. It indicates the nature of subject matter of the letter. Although it's a secondary part, it's usually placed before the salutation of the email letter because of its importance. 2. Salutation. Salutation is the greeting to start the body with. It does not differ from that of the usual business letter sent by ordinary email, where the previously mentioned rules for writing salutations are complied with. 3. Body. It is virtually the same as writing the body of normal business letter sent by ordinary mail. 4. The complimentary clause. The complimentary clause of the email letter is similar to that of the normal business letter sent by the ordinary mail, having the same applicable rules. 5. Signature. Again, the rules relating to signature in the normal business letter are also similar to that of the email letter, except that no pen written name is required due to the technical reason. Now, our last point is about the forms of business letter. By now, dear students, we're going to discuss different forms of business letter. However, it's important to mention that our main concern is about foreign transaction, which occurs between parties in different countries, not in the same country. In order to complete a foreign commercial transaction, there are several kinds of letter that need to be exchanged between sellers and the buyers. Some of them are sent by the buyer, others are sent by the seller. Each kind of such letter has its own characteristics and therefore needs special attention. The first kind of transaction is known as home transaction. Home transactions take place between a buyer in a country and a seller in the same country. An example of this is a buyer in Yemen who wants to buy materials from a seller in the same city or country. Or you buying clothes, for example, from a seller in your city. The second kind of transaction is known as foreign transaction. Foreign transactions take place between a buyer in a country and a seller in another country. The buyer may deal directly with the seller without any intermediary. He can also place his order through commission agent. He can also place his order through a commission agent he employs to buy the goods he requires. Foreign correspondence can be divided into two kinds. First, the importer's correspondence. This will be concerned with any kind of correspondence made by the importer to the exporter. Now, these correspondences can be either before receiving the products, through, or after receiving the products from the exporter. The following are examples of correspondence made by importer. Number one, requests for quotations and samples. Two, placing orders with foreign suppliers, either direct or through agents. Three, acknowledging shipping documents received. Four, arranging insurance, unless this has been done by the exporter as under CIF contract. 5. Arranging for transport from the docks in his own country to his premises or to a warehouse. 6. Sending reports and payment to the exporter. 2. The exporter's correspondence. This will be concerned with any kind of correspondence made by the exporter to the importer. This correspondence can be either before sending the product through or after shipping the product to the importer. The following are examples of correspondence made by the exporter. 1. Providing quotations and samples. 2. Acknowledging indents. Example, orders for goods or, more strictly, orders sent to an agent to buy goods. 3. Sending inquiries to manufacturers in his own country and placing orders with them, where the exporter is acting as an agent. 4. Arranging with shipping or forwarding agents for goods to be shipped. 5. arranging insurance. 6. Sending shipping documents to the importer, either direct or through the bank. By this, dear students, we come to the end of the lesson. Let us recap our lesson. We discussed how to address envelopes. We also explained the differences between the ordinary letter and electronic letter, called email. Our last point was about the two forms of business correspondence, home and foreign transaction. For the next lesson, we will carry on with the forms of correspondence and also terms in foreign business correspondence. Until then, I wish you all the best. Thank you for watching us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
مصطلحات ومراسلات باللغة الإنجليزية. الإعداد والتقديم الدكتور محمد شجاع الدين. الهندسة الصوتية المهندس محمد العلي. الإشراف الدكتور سميرة الشميري والدكتور محمد السيد. الإخراج رياض المحيّا.